You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing. Okay, we're doing our podcast. This is the week of July 26th. Today is Tuesday, July 26th. We're doing our podcast today.
Sandy, they're doing it! It's today!
Today's the 26th. We are headed to Montreal for the Montreal Comedy Festival. This Friday, we'll be doing our Sirius Radio show. Wait, hold on. This Friday, we'll be doing our Sirius Radio show. Let me swallow. This Friday at noon at the Hyatt Hotel, Friday at noon live, our series My Wife Hates Me, live at the Hyatt, 12 o'clock noon this Friday. Come. We're going to have some great guests. There's great comics all over the festival. We have some lined up. You're going to love it. So come on out. We're going to be doing a lot of podcasts up there. And they're all going to go to the behind the wall. The behind the wall thing. Bonnie, can you read that? Why I take this call from Jessica to ask her?
No, you can call her later.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Can you read? Hold on. Can
no,
you
I'm not. I'm gonna. We're going to listen to your phone call.
Hey, can you do me a favor? How you doing? Can you do me a favor? A small one? Come over. What's today?
I believe you said Thursday. And
Thursday
Saturday.
And Saturday, and feed her fish. Hello.
Riveting.
Hello?
Stuff.
What's that? Okay, you could do that too. Even though there'll be somebody here babysitting the house, we'd like you to do it. So. Well, we're going to have somebody here to watch the house while we're gone, but we don't trust them. No, I'm not. We have someone.
Well, can you?
I'll call you back. Bye.
Do you really think people are buying what you're saying right now?
What?
Because I was like, oh, good. Why don't you let everyone know that we're not going to be here and they can look us up and come rob us? And then you were like, oh, we'll have someone watching the house.
First of all, what are they going to rob? They can come in. Go ahead, rob. We're taking our computers with us. That's all the valuables we have in the house.
I know. Then why were you doing some weird thing with Jessica? She's like, what?
I don't want a vagrant to come in and sleep here.
And also, what is the problem with waiting an hour after the podcast to call her to come do the fish thing?
I got so many things going on, I might forget. That's the only problem. I don't want to forget. Do you have an answer for that?
No, I'm just, it's mind-boggling to me the way you run this podcast. Like, I don't understand it. What do you think that it is? Like, what do you think that people are tuning in for?
To listen to some great entertainment.
And so far, what's happened, do you think?
So far?
To keep them interested.
Well.
I'm just curious. I want to know what's going on in your head.
Well, I'm telling them that we're going to do a lot of podcasts up in Montreal that's going to go behind the wall. So you have to tell them how to sign up.
Before we sat down, I said, let's not do the whole podcast thing where we have to like,
well, we got
to
plug.
And you're like, I mean, is that what you think this is? This is just
we do them in the beginning and the end. That's all. We don't do them in the middle like every other podcast. We got to get people to sign up. That's why we have this whole new app.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to ask. I'm not trying to be mean. I really just want to get in your head and figure out. If you know you have a speech impediment and you get a lot of juice in there, why would you take a run at it three times before you're like, you know what, I better swallow? You're like, alive.
No, I didn't do it that day.
You know what, I should swallow. We've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast.
You don't have any imperfections?
What's that?
You're perfect. You don't have any imperfections.
I have huge amounts of imperfections.
Yeah, at least 10.
Oh, more than 10, for sure.
Yeah, well, you want me to start naming them?
Go ahead. I mean, I'm sure I know them already.
Go ahead.
First, we are excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app.
Well, here's the problem with your fucking promos. You do all the small talk. Just get to the point. We're excited. You don't have to do all that crap.
You told me to read this. I'm reading it. Now, you don't want me to read it?
No,
you want me to
you,
just go to the...
How do you do it?
You want me to go
it?
To number two? Second, no, and even no, more exciting.
No, no. Start, but how do you... Don't you know how to tighten it up so the people can just get the app?
Okay, here's what you do. You go... You get the app, or actually it would be easier to go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme, click the Go Premium button. That's going to cost $1.99 a month. Totally worth it. You get to go behind the wall, as it were, and get all the podcasts from
the live
200
shows.
Past podcasts.
But
plus
some great ones.
The stuff that's not available outside the wall. Only available behind the wall.
So how do they get it? How do they get it?
They got to go to the Why My Wife Hates Me. You have to get out your computer or do it on your fucking phone. I don't give a shit. Riotcast.com/mywifehatesme. Click the Go Premium button. Then you go to the App Store, get your mobile app for free, and they'll sync up. Although somebody did tell me they were having problems. They tweet me, I'm having problems with this. I don't even understand. I'm just reading off a paper. I've never gotten the app. I never looked at it. I don't know what.
If they're not computer savvy, that's their problem. Don't ask us. We're telling you what to do. Just tell you.
If Rob is listening, one person had a problem.
And if you're buying on Amazon, go to Amazon.richvoss.com. That's it. Amazon.richvoss.com. This week we'll be in Montreal. All the podcasts we're doing up there, we'll probably do, besides the radio show, probably like 3 or 4 podcasts to have, because we're going to have so many people. I think we spend
Oh my God, you're going to be so annoying, aren't you?
No,
you're just going to be running around doing your own thing, and then the minute you want, we got to do a podcast, that's all I'm going to hear. You're just going to be like,
no, I say we set up Thursday.
Oh my God.
We set up Thursday. Set everything up, and we just do like 3 or 4 in a row.
With guests?
Yes.
Oh, this is to put behind the wall?
Yes.
Oh God, when can we quit the podcast? Like, I'm dying to know when the end is. We have no exit strategy.
Even famous people do podcasts, so why would we quit? Even more, way more famous than us do podcasts. So
don't
think.
No, it just seems like today. I go, what are we going to talk about? I don't know.
I got stuff we'll talk.
Okay, go ahead. Bring something.
I'm not done yet with what I'm telling you. So if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. So this weekend, Montreal. Next weekend, I'm at Governor's in Levittown. Finally, local again. Governor's in Levittown the following week. That's, I think, the first weekend in August. Governor's in Levittown. One of my favorite clubs. Do you know who doesn't work there anymore? Mark, the Canadian. Governor's Levittown. All right, so what do you want to talk about? Let's see. amazon.richvoss.com. We went over that. Governors, we went over that. The whole behind the wall, get the app, we went over that. Friday in Montreal, live at 12 o'clock with an audience. You already have some guests lined up?
Yeah, I have 2 guests lined up, but there's 1,000 comedians there. I'm sure we'll get others.
Serious, we're going to hang our banner.
Okay.
I wonder if you're going to hang a serious banner, too.
Well, Don's going to be there.
No, you just said he's not. Oh, he is?
I never said he wasn't.
Said John's not going to be there. You're right. I mixed it up. So Don will be there?
Don will be there.
Oh, boy. Looks like I can't leave you alone.
With Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how I feel about cowboy boots.
You like him. Who do you like better, Don or Dr. Steve?
Oof. It's a tough one.
Dr. Steve texted me yesterday.
Did he?
Well, because you think he's mad at us, but he's not. He goes,
well, how would he know that I thought he was mad at him?
Because I texted him and said...
You said he texted me.
No.
You said Dr. Steve texted me yesterday.
Yeah, after I text him.
Oh, my God. That's not how people say it. You
what?
Don't say, like... I wouldn't be like, David Tell texted me yesterday. You'd be like, why? Like, well, I texted him. That's not, you know... That's a mislead.
It's not a mislead. He texted me, didn't he? He texted me back.
Louis C.K. texted me. yesterday.
Really? Oh, these are your top two?
I don't know. I was trying to think of, like, I can't think of anybody important.
John Stamos.
John Stamos texted me yesterday.
What did he say? He's pregnant?
He said, leave me alone. I'd texted him earlier about 8 times.
Jay Moore's getting divorced.
Did you read it?
I read it online. That's sad.
Isn't it amazing?
Like, is that his first marriage?
No.
No, who was he married? He was married to, what's her name now? Nicole Kidman. No.
Nicole.
Oh, that's his second marriage.
She was in a short film that I made.
Oh, and she's so nice, his first wife, too. Mm-hmm. What's his first wife's name? Remember, she was doing comedy? God damn it, how do I forget his first wife's name?
Wasn't it Nicole?
Yeah.
But I can't remember her last name. Moore. Nicole Moore.
Was it? No. Well, that's his last name.
God. Oh my God.
He was so nice too.
Jay Moore texted me yesterday. Told me to leave him alone. Oh. I've been texting him endlessly.
No, I liked his first wife. And I liked his second wife when I met her. She was very
nice
to
me. I never
met
the second wife.
I met her a couple times. She was very nice to me both times. So he's 2 for 2 on wives that I like. Oh. He's 0 for 2 on wives that he likes. But
so if I married him, you think it would work because you don't like me?
I don't think it would work.
Remember when he said I had AIDS?
Yeah, so? On TV, he said it.
I think they cut it. On Last Comic Standing.
Well, that's sad. Anyhow, hopefully it works out. Everything works out for my pal, Jay Moore, who has no filter. That's what I like about Jay.
Yeah, there's like some kind of disability going on.
Jay Moore and Cat Williams should go
on
tour.
But he's like so funny. He's brilliant. His impressions are so genius.
I know. I'm telling you, him and Cat Williams should go on tour because they both have no filter. They should do a podcast called No Filter.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Oh, God. Hey, I hope there's a lot of zingers in that one.
Listen, I'm talking to you. If you're listening, Mr. Williams or Mr. Moore, I'm giving you an idea called the No Filter Podcast, and you two go on.
And the main premise here, and I don't know if you're getting this, is that you have no filter.
No, here's
you see.
The problem. The good thing is Cat Williams and Jay Moore are famous. They have enough money in life where they could trash whoever they want, which is quite obvious, because they do it anyhow. So I say they have a podcast. Why is your arms all bruised? You look like a battered person.
I know, it's from...
You got fucking bruises all over. And I would listen to their podcast all day long. I watch
because you like it when people... You always say to me, like, you'll be like, oh, I sat in the car with so-and-so last night and they trashed everybody and it makes you so happy.
No, I just like, it doesn't make me happy because I like people that like comedy and can spot a fraud. I love that. And I like people that agree with the frauds who I think are frauds and they think are frauds. And I go, wow, I can't believe you think.
Do you think anyone thinks you're a fraud?
Yes, a lot of people must think I'm a fraud. Of course. Yeah, I can't play. I'm not going to please every comic. Yeah, I could probably. There's probably hundreds of comics that go, oh, that fucking Voss. Is he a black comic? Is he a white comic? Is he crowd work material? What does he do?
You know what you look like right now?
A fraud.
Yeah, because you're wearing 2 pairs of glasses.
Oh, I was looking for the other one.
And
go ahead.
You're getting to be more and more like ridiculous old man. Look at the way you're dressed and stuff, just to go out and do errands.
Yeah, I had to go to Walmart. I had to go. Where did I go? Really, just Walmart, I think.
Why did it take you so long?
I stopped and hit golf balls at the driving range.
Okay.
What's the big deal? I went to the driving range.
Nobody's arguing with you, honey. But if you want to argue back, that's
fine. I'm not arguing at all. The way you said okay, like, oh, okay.
I just didn't know what took you so long.
It took me an hour. Okay. I said I'd be back at 2 when I was back at 1:45. I came back home early.
Does that seem like you're arguing or not?
No, I'm telling you.
I'm not arguing. I don't give a shit.
I shouldn't even work out. I still got to do...
That's our whole thing, is that you just continually argue, no matter what is said.
I'm going to go downstairs, because we're going to leave at 4:30. And when we're done with
this... I know we won't leave at 4:30.
Yeah, we got to leave at 4:30.
I know we'll leave at 5, 5:15.
No, 4:30.
I know it. I know I'll be ready at 4:30, and you'll be jumping in the shower at 4:45.
No way, no way, Jose. Remember I said that in California to the guy? At the Mexican
I remember
restaurant?
It, but I. But why should I? Do you know what I mean? Like it was 12 years ago.
We haven't been together.
It was a guy
years.
Like that was like standing out with free samples, and in the mall, and he happened to be, you know, Mexican, I think, and he offered you something. You went, no way, Jose.
But I didn't mean it like in a racist way. I just said, no way, Jose.
I know, but why should I remember that? That's what I'm saying.
Because you cracked up.
And you only remember times when I laughed at you.
Yes, and you laughed very loudly when that truck of hay went by. I went, hey.
Oh, my God. I must have been really in love with you back then.
And you laughed real loud when I told you how gross it is when you touch your steering wheel and there's old boogers on it.
Oh,
you were fucking cracking up. What's wrong with you? Didn't you know good humor? Good comedy back then? That's not stuff you crack up at. You were just trying to win me over.
I have a good sense of humor.
You were just trying to win me over.
I used to really enjoy silly laughing. It was all fun.
And plus you put red in your hair. You and Raina put... Where'd you get that red stuff from?
You said, and plus we put red in our hair. Like, that was, like, from a long time ago.
No, you just did it today.
I know, but it's not tracking. What are you, like...
I'm going from on to another subject.
Think, I just want you to have some kind... Like, look, to me, the podcast, if people stop listening slowly... Dun, dun, dun. I won't have to do it anymore. It's
no,
fine.
We're building.
But you want to build it. You're like,
we're building.
I love this podcast. And
I don't
yet,
love it. We're building though.
I know, but what? Like, don't you lay in bed at night every once in a while? Like, or just when you're driving, maybe you sit there and you think like, huh, what is it that they're hearing, and how can I make it better? No, you're just like, hey, you put red in your hair. You and your daughter did.
Raina, your daughter. It's not your daughter. It's our daughter.
Wow. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit.
You're losing facial structure. You're turning into like just...
A blob of face?
Almost.
Sweet.
You look very, very thin, very fit.
No, I don't.
You do.
You're just looking at my face, which is thin, because that's age. My belly's fat.
No.
I wish I could take my belly fat and put it in my cheeks. But I cannot do that.
You have a thin face. I'm going to call you Thin Face Frida. Thin face. Thin face. Folks, just text me.
I can't believe, though, people are like, you're so mean to Rich. Listen to you. What you say about me. The only reason that people don't think you're mean to me is because I just...
Because you're so mean to me.
No, because I just go, okay, I guess you're right.
I say you're nice and you have a thin face. That's a
Rich,
compliment.
Everyone knows that's not a compliment.
That's not a compliment to go, you have a thin face. That's
no,
not
that
a compliment.
Means, no, that means you're aging.
No, it
you
doesn't.
Dummy. You have no more fat pads in your face.
No.
Just the bone is showing through.
Are you kidding me? You saying as you get older, your face gets thinner.
This is a new concept to you?
Yes, I never.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you crazy?
You've never heard the expression, your ass or your face.
I've never heard, your ass or your face.
It means if you want to lose weight in your ass, then your face is going to look like shit. But if you want to keep fat so your face looks good, your ass is going to look like shit.
No, well, first of all,
your
you
ass or your face, these are the decisions you have to make when you get a certain age.
You're fucking crazy. First
Am
of
I
all,
crazy?
I've never heard that.
Okay,
your ass,
does
your face.
That make me crazy?
Yes.
Does it? To bring something up that I've heard before.
That you're saying people...
You don't believe that people's faces get thinner as they get older.
You've never heard of that. No.
It's not something that's crossed.
No.
Any, okay.
Never heard that.
All right. Maybe as a man, it's possible you never heard that. As a woman, it's, there's no fucking way I can get around it.
People want a thin
Why
face.
Why do you think they put fillers in their face? Women.
They don't put fillers in their face. They put it in their lips.
Oh my God.
Fillers in their face?
I know, but I've never met anyone so ignorant and yet so confident that they had the answers. You don't know, and yet you're just barely... No! Never read anything ever, but no!
Nope. Nope.
That is not true.
Fillers in their face. Where does that come from? I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my God.
Like, who would want a fat face?
Lou, are you out there? Can you fucking tweet him or something?
Who's Lou? Oh, Lou, the girl that you trashed.
Chloe.
With. How about...
You're apparently a girl, supposedly, according to your picture.
Lou, the girl, the lady in the wheelchair that you trashed?
Oh, well, I was thinking about this later. You're like, don't say she's in a wheelchair. Like, so shame-based.
It's not shame-based. Maybe she,
maybe
doesn't, want
she doesn't want anyone to know.
Who she is. Maybe she's trying to be, you know, fucking under you know, under the...
Under the radar?
Yeah. She's a big comedy fan.
She's still under the radar. Okay.
No.
Even if she was a fucking 8 foot tall monster, she'd still be under the radar.
Why is that?
Because comedy fans aren't genuinely... do you know any comedy... do you know Louis C.K.'s biggest comedy fan? He's huge. Everybody knows who he is. Colin Quinn's comedy fan. Do you know who his number one comedy fan is? The guy with no muscle tone? You know who I'm talking about? He's huge. Oh, he doesn't want anyone to know who he is. He doesn't want anyone. You call me crazy.
You are, because you don't talk about a person. You know, if that
I said Lou, which is not even her real first name. It's obviously shortened something.
I would go with Lucille.
Luletta. I don't know what the fuck her name is.
Well, but I'm saying is when
Lou
you...
in a wheelchair. Oh shit, man! You got him coming for me, buddy. How dare you?
No, if it was somebody that had
the only thing is if that it was the somebody wheelchair that was, is, if it was is somebody the wrong
that was,
thing.
If it was somebody that was blind, would you go Frank the blind guy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If it was somebody with one arm, would you go Susan with the one arm?
No, I'd say three-limbed Susan. Because I'm positive.
Yeah. See, you don't.
Okay, so Lou with the, you know, Lou with the upper body strength.
No, you don't. You know, explain what's the word? You don't. What's the word?
What, you know, don't characterize people by their
by handy.
It's probably not politically correct, but it's the fastest way to get your point. It's just like saying like the black guy over there. Like, yeah, you could spend a lot of time being like the guy with the short curly hair and the never met his father, but. Instead,
oh, really?
You
really?
Say,
I don't identify. I just see people as people. That's what I do.
You?
Yes.
I never say Jew. I always just say the big-nosed fella.
I just say...
That is terrible.
I just see people as they are. People as they are.
I never say...
Good or bad.
I never say Dominican, ever. I always say, the guy is going to steal your wallet. That's what...
Is that what you say? What do you say about Asian people? Do you say Asian?
No, no. I say the guy who's going to rear-end you.
See? I don't characterize people. I just see goodness and badness. Even if Irish people, what would you say?
The drunk guy. It's easy.
What about Italians?
The mobster. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Well, you're like every hacky comic on stage that they...
The falafel eater. The guy with a bomb strapped to his chest. I mean, you know, it's pretty easy.
I was quite funny at...
Were you? Here's what we've been waiting for, folks. It's Was Rich Funny at His Last Show? Here we go. Here we go. Was Rich Funny at His Last Show? Here we go. How many laughs out of 10, Rich, did you get on your last show?
Well, I worked Levity Live up in Nyack. And I
still plugging, even though that show is over. Go ahead, Rich. Oh God, what a kid!
I had Adrian open for me. Do you know how to say her last name?
Appalucci.
It's so great to have someone like her. She does jokes. I like it. That's it.
Joke.
And good edgy stuff. The host was great.
Who's the host?
This kid, Richie. He opens for Cat Williams. He's the white guy that opens for Cat Williams.
What's his name?
His
first name is Richie.
Yeah, I forget his last name. I don't remember last names.
Oh, that's probably good in your business.
I don't remember last names.
You don't need to know people's names.
Adrian and him, and it was great. Crowds were great, you know. Okay. What was I getting at? What was I getting
you
at?
You started off by saying, I was very funny.
Oh, I know. My friend Jack came, him and his wife, Betsy. And he's a writer for TV.
Jack Helmuth. Well, yeah. I know who he is.
Yeah. And I got to have dinner with him.
He writes on the Nightly Show. Yeah. Larry Wilmore.
Yes. And we had a great
time.
We've
known him long before that, though.
Yeah, a long time.
He's one of the writers we credited on
our movie,
Women Aren't Funny.
And he wrote on a couple of our pilots.
Mm-hmm.
At least two pilots we did.
Okay, what? Let's get to.
So I
was
Rich
funny on his last show. Here we go.
It went well.
Oh, brother.
It went well. You know what?
No, what were you going to say that was so funny?
I forget.
I'm sure something happened in the audience and you said something racist and everybody. And you know who loved it best? The black people. They were standing out of their chairs cheering.
No.
Because I'm not afraid. They can tell if somebody's being real or not.
No, that's not what happened. But that did happen, but that's not what happened.
Oh, what happened?
I said something about Trump. I don't know. Some guy stood up screaming about Hillary, going, she's a thief.
She's a thief?
She's a thief, a criminal. She sold uranium to the Russians. This, and he's yelling. And I've never seen somebody so fucking crazy over disliking someone or being, it was just that pure hatred.
I was wondering if you could pretend you didn't know who was, you know how like the Super Bowl, I can easily not know who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you pretend you didn't know who the two,
yes,
political nominees are?
Who are they? Is it Bernie or
is who?
Something's going on.
Is it Kasich? Kasich.
I hate when you make your faces. What are you staring at?
Just anywhere away from you.
Can I tell you what Bonnie yelled at me about last night?
Have you ever said anything nice to me, though, like in the last 6 years?
Are you crazy? All I do is say nice things to you.
Oh, like I hate your faces?
I didn't say.
Did you say that to me? Did you, am I hearing things? All I do is compliment your dumb ass.
I compliment you all the time. God.
Oh, maybe I'm not hearing that. Is it sure it's coming out of your mouth, just in your head?
Bonnie last night asked me to pick her up a Diet Coke. Bonnie said, can you pick me up? Okay, so I'm trying.
This is the part of the show where we get into some real personal
This
shit.
Is where it gets real.
This is real. This is marriage. If you're not in a marriage, you might not get this.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is about marriage.
She asked me to pick up a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke.
And I said, no problem. So I said, you know what? A Diet Coke is about $1.49 when you buy one. Let me get her a six pack instead. Okay, I was at the market. I said,
I was like saying, like, I could, you know, you don't say what the person is, you just say something about them.
I was at the market.
The guy who won't pay a full $1.50 for a Diet Coke, you know, that guy.
I was at the market.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me get her a six pack. So she has sodas for later. Okay. Well, they didn't
I don't need sodas for later because as I was trying to explain to you. Can I finish?
And you go.
All right.
Oh, okay. Because I knew.
This is some riveting.
Okay.
This is the kind of entertainment I set out to do. When I said we're doing a podcast, Missy, this is the kind of thing I thought we would talk about. You bought me a 2-liter.
Well, but wait a second. She said, get me a diet soda. Now, I know she's going to want more than one.
I never have more. I don't even ever finish
one. Oh, so you only had one your whole life since I met you? Have you only had one your whole life since I met you? Have you only had one? No. You've had thousands. So
lawyer,
you're always going to have another
lawyer
one.
Lawyer Rich, you're badgering the...
So you're going to have another one, okay? You might only have one that evening, but you're going to have another one in the future. So I said, let me get her a six-pack.
I know, but we're leaving for 6 days.
It doesn't matter. We're coming back, and we're going to have somebody house-sitting. They might want some diet soda, right? Our house-sitter. So.
That's right, folks. You can look up our address if you want. Come try to rob us, but there will be an old lady in here. Just know that. Who likes Diet Coke?
So I said, let me do my wife a solid and get her a six. They didn't have six packs of Diet Coke.
They did not have six packs of Diet Coke at this particular store.
Yeah, they didn't have them. They had. They didn't even have Diet Pepsi in a six pack.
Isn't this interesting?
But that store's closing August 11th, too.
Oh, you went to the closing.
The supermarket's closing August 11th. So
they
maybe
sold
they're
out of their six packs.
So maybe they're clearing the shelves without restocking. You know, because they're closing August 11th, closing. So I said, you know
Good
what?
Good thing you added that for the people. Oh, okay. This story's starting to make a little more sense now because I was thinking, a store that doesn't have Diet Coke. I mean, it's.
And a six pack.
But what about cans?
They had, I don't know.
Oh,
the cans.
God.
I think it was like $8
Sounds
or
like
$7.
A lie, but okay.
And I don't drink soda out of cans.
No,
in
you
case
don't.
I wanted to. I wanted some of the soda.
Do you never drink the diet soda, though?
Not out of the can. It has a bad taste. And rats pee on the cans. And it has a bad taste. And people get really sick and can die from rat pee on cans.
I lick the can like that to clean it. I've never gotten sick.
Yeah. Well, you better start cleaning the top of your cans.
I do, with my tongue.
No, because this guy, when I was in Mexico,
First I fart on it, and then I go.
Yeah, that's good. This guy in Mexico, his friend.
That's good.
His friend's daughter died from drinking out of a 30 can.
Oh, shit.
In Mexico, yes.
In Mexico.
Yeah, well.
But you know the person somehow?
I guess when I was talking to the chef at Levity.
And he said, my cousin from Mexico.
No, this is a whole other thing. I'll get back to
that. Well, I want to know how you know that person in Mexico.
He was my driver.
Your driver said, I know someone.
No, my driver said his best friend's daughter died.
First of all, I didn't even know you had a driver.
When I was in Cabo, yeah. I do the whole bit on my driver. How do you not know I don't have a driver? The bit I do about he did...
Are you sure you want to tell it now? Because
I'm not
going to
do the punchline.
Yeah, no, last time you didn't want to tell any of your jokes.
I'm not going to tell my jokes because they're going to be on my new CD.
Yeah.
The 29th is my pre-release.
I reminded him of a plug, folks.
141 IQ. You can
almost got past that.
141 IQ on iTunes, July 29th. 141 IQ.
Run and get that.
It's been out for a couple of years, but it's never been
anywhere online. I mean, I don't know why you have to run. You could just...
Like, when you're in Maine, like, say you're in Boston, you want to have a lobster, right? So you think, New England, the lobster is going to be fresh right here from New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That's where you're wrong.
Oh, boy, I did not know this.
Say it's caught in Maine.
Uh-huh.
Gets sent to New York and then back up.
Oh, come on, Richard.
It goes to New York first, yeah.
What? Now let me tell you something about baby carrots. They're not baby carrots. They're big carrots that go through a process to make them look like baby carrots, which is fine, which would be all right. I'd still eat them. But then they're soaked in bleach. Make them nice and orange looking.
I don't think so.
My sister told me that years ago, and I wrote her off as a crazy. And then I read it again on Facebook yesterday, so...
Well, anyhow, so I get Bonnie a
now
liter.
Now you know two things about food you didn't know.
Well, tuna is caught, then sent to Tokyo, and then back here.
No!
Yes.
It's too far!
They send it there, they cut
Why?
It up.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't know how to cut it here?
Nope.
They don't have the correct knives.
It gets sent to Tokyo or somewhere in
Far
East and it comes back
here.
Damn
it. You know a lot about crustaceans and fishes.
Yes. So I get Bonnie a 2 liter. What was it? A liter or 2 liters?
It was a big old 2 liter.
Diet Coke.
Thing of Diet Coke. Yeah.
Her favorite wish. She could have just picked that up and chugged it all night. That could have been her bottle. That could have been her bottle of soda.
No.
She yelled at me.
She yelled. Hey, I didn't yell at you. I simply said, why'd you get this? And then you, because you love an argument.
I didn't argue.
You said, you know what? Here's a great chance for me to defend myself for half an hour. So you were the one who started going like, well, they didn't have bottles of Diet Coke. They didn't have a six pack. And I said, oh, you could have just got one. I only needed one for tonight. And you were like... I didn't want to just get you one. That's $1.50.
No, I was looking towards your future.
This is $1.89, and look how much more you get. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, and I was looking towards your diet soda.
And then every time I tried to walk away, you'd start talking about the fucking Diet Coke.
Did you have diet soda today? Did you have any today?
No.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Raina did. Did Raina?
No.
I did.
Okay, good. Good.
I had a glass.
I don't know why you keep bringing it up. I don't. I honestly don't give a shit about
because
the Diet Coke.
Saying,
I simply asked why, and then
no,
I
no, you
was,
said I was stupid for doing it. You didn't
no,
say
after
that.
You started going on about the $1.50 and the dollar, in the second hour of the argument,
no.
Yeah, I probably brought up that you were stupid.
No.
I wanted to get away from you. I was like, who cares? I don't care.
You did. You wouldn't have brought it up if you didn't care.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
I pulled out the bottle and you go, why would you get this big thing? You brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Okay, the first time I think meant on this podcast.
Yes, I brought it up on the podcast to say, to show people what I'm dealing with.
Oh my God.
Ungrateful.
I kept saying to you while you were arguing, like, why are you arguing? Nobody's arguing with you. And you just kept going.
You were arguing. You were calling me dumb for getting
I bet you were driving home like, oh, she's going to say something about this 2-liter bug. I'm going to have some fucking facts
no,
ready for her.
This is Bonnie. Why would you get it? We're leaving.
I go, why did you get it? No, I didn't. I didn't. I just said, you pulled it out and I was like, that's weird because you never, ever in your life get those things. And in fact, one time I got a big one and you were like, why'd you get that? Which is the same thing. Why? That's all I asked. Why? Then you were like, defend.
No, I told you why. That's not defending.
I said, well, you only need to get one. These are the only two things I said about the Diet Coke. And then... And then when you started going on about the $1.50 and the $1.80, I go, who cares? Don't be dumb. Something like that. And then I left. And then you followed me up the stairs. Diet Coke. You're going to have two glasses. I know it. You love it more than anything.
Oh, okay. Really? Keep yelling.
I remember because I... As
you know
I was,
when people yell, that means they're
as I was
they're losing
no
argument.
I'm not. Yelling
yes.
As I was leaving and going up the stairs.
See how calm I am because I know I'm fucking
as I was
right.
Leaving and going up the stairs, I started going, you're right, okay. Because I don't know why you kept arguing.
I wasn't arguing, I was discussing. I was whatever.
But why? Why wouldn't, if I said, why'd you get this? You just go, oh, I don't know. I didn't have a six pack. Okay, we're done.
But what, this is, are you serious? You really? Look at you sitting there like a crazy person. You were saying, why would you get this when we're leaving? Why did you get this? You were basically going, I can't fucking believe you got a...
No, I wasn't basically. I just asked a question.
No, you didn't.
You're the one that went off.
Did you say, why did you get this? We're leaving. I just wanted one small bottle. Did you say that or not?
I said, you could have just gotten a bottle. We're leaving.
Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't sound
my
crazy
case.
To me.
But then you kept going.
No, I didn't keep going.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my
Rich.
God. I'm going to record some of these things.
Oh, you should. You should. We definitely should.
I'm going to record.
We definitely 100% should.
I'm going to monitor. I'm going to record.
Just like, even bait me if you want. Bait me. Because I know that I'm right 90% of the time, so I don't have to worry about it.
You really think you're right 90% of the time?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. All right. All right. Aren't you in Somerville coming up?
Yeah, the August 13th. I don't know where. It's at 9 o'clock.
What day is August 13th?
It's a Wednesday or Thursday.
It's during the week?
Yeah, I think so.
They're doing shows in Raritan now. On just one tomorrow night, Wednesday night. I read that same guy.
Rocco?
Yeah. Don't say his last name. Don't give him any free press.
I don't know what his last name is.
Oh. I wonder where... Why are you looking at your breasts? They're there.
I'm looking at where my stomach is.
It's not fat. You're not fat. You're in great shape for your...
Don't say it.
What? That whole thin face thing is crazy. People die to have a thin face.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Not gaunt, but thin, to look nice and thin.
Youth is having...
Your nice fucking chin line, thin face, strong, healthy chin. Like, Norton can never have that. You know, strong fucking... You know what I mean? Like a Rock Hudson chin. You know, like fucking... You know, like...
Yeah, but that's not thin. Doesn't have anything to do with thin. Yeah. Norton's very thin.
Yeah. But I'll never have that masculine profile. He'll always look like a turtle.
I know. He looks like it's like
oh, time's up.
A ball, like a, you know, like a testicle. His head looks like the shape of a testicle. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I asked him, was he surprised when he beat the hare in that race? And what was his strategy?
Just to take it slow.
Oh, boy, folks.
Well, guess what? We're going to get...
If you've come for comedy, you've come to the right place. This is the Rich and Bonnie podcast. If you have any questions about Diet Cokes and what size... No, stop it. I won't do it if you point. I can only do it if I feel like...
July 29th, my 141 IQ. It's been out, but it's not never been online. So you can pre-order it. And then probably in November, Rich Voss 5 comes out. I'm working on the edit now. We're in Montreal. We got about 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes. We're doing a 45-minute podcast. What else have we not covered? I'm looking forward to Montreal.
You said you were going to bring something up, but you didn't do it.
What? About what? Oh, how? Well, let me tell you one thing I know. Bonnie, who is the most brilliant...
Oh, God, don't... See, this is the thing. This is what you do. This is... I think this is...
I'm trying to compliment you.
Abusive is to be mean and then to be like, ladies and gentlemen, my wife is brilliant.
She's really
amazing.
No.
It's like saying that and then like hitting me behind the scenes.
If you look at Bonnie as the woman, you hate her. But if you look at her
as the woman, what do you mean?
As a person, you don't like her. But if you look at her as the artist, you're going brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, there's two ways to look at you. I'm looking at you through as an artist, and I go, you're fucking a genius, and you're brilliant.
But what, as a human, you hate me?
As a person.
Who did you marry?
The artist.
Oh.
So, anyhow,
well,
Bonnie.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's the human that's giving you the blowjobs.
Don't act like you're giving
me I said, I forgot to bring this up before. I said... First of all, I gave you a blowjob the other night.
No, you quit. You quit before I finished.
I said, look, I'm tired. I'll do it for a few minutes. But you were like started going off in your own world, talking, and you weren't trying. So
I wasn't trying. Like, what do you mean? Was I hard? Semi,
but you were like, and then you kept going, tell me a story. It's like, I can't tell you a story while I'm giving you a BJ.
Oh.
And also, I said to you outside the stand, remember I go, I'm going to give you a blowjob every night for a week and see if that'll make you happy. And you go, I'm happy. Which, why? Why what? Would you say that? That's how much you love to argue. That you were going to get a blowjob every single night for a week. And instead you decided to argue whether you were happy
or
not.
Well, because you're calling me unhappy. That's me. That's, you know.
No, it's not calling you unhappy. It's saying I'm going to... It's like you saying like, hey, I'm going to buy you a new house to make your life better. My life is good. My life is good.
All right. So let's see what I mean. Yeah.
That's like somebody who loves to argue more than they love to get blowjobs.
I would say it like this. I'm going to buy you a new house to make your life better. Not to make your life good, to make it better.
Okay. Oh, my God.
See, that's
semantics.
No, semantics is not only baby formula, it's also what you base.
That's not I don't think that's baby formula.
Yeah. You didn't give your
First of all, why would they call baby formula semantics? It doesn't sound right. It's like, it's good or not good. It's semantics.
Yeah, the baby formula in a can.
Is it better than breast milk? Semantics.
I just got a cramp. Where were we at?
Why didn't you want the blowjob every night?
Well, first of all, let me explain.
But any person, even if I said, I'm going to give you a blowjob every night to turn you gay, most guys would be like, okay. Like, they would just take it. They would be like, I'm not going to argue about
First of all, I know you. You would never do it every night. One night you'll come.
I would.
Okay.
If I say I will do something, I will do it.
You know what? We should bring the tennis rackets to Montreal.
Okay, this is, folks, do you see?
What?
Do you see? He calls me crazy, but do you see what I'm up against?
I gotta say things before I forget them.
Okay.
Before I forget them.
We're not gonna play tennis in Montreal.
Why not? There might be tennis courts at the hotel.
We're not, because I'm not gonna play tennis in Montreal.
Why not?
Because I'm not gonna do it.
What if that other couple's there and we can play them?
I'm not going to play tennis in Montreal.
Why not? Tell me why not. Give me two reasons.
Because we're not there to play tennis. We're going to be busy. and I'm...
We're going to have free time.
It as a time for you to go off and have fun and me to go off and have fun.
I'm not going to go off and have fun. I'm going to be with you the whole time, probably.
Why?
What else am I going to do? I'm not bringing my clubs.
Go talk to people. Go hang out with friends. You don't need to be near my side every minute.
Every second.
I have my friends coming.
Who?
Kate and Kathy. What?
First of all, we're going to probably do... my goal is to do 5 podcasts up there.
Look, if you want to make my life a living hell, then add
What's
tennis
5?
To that. Go ahead.
What's what? If we can knock out 5, then we'll do 1 driving home, maybe.
Oh, my God, Rich. I can barely stomach you as it is. Do you really think I want to fucking sit around doing 5 fucking podcasts with you?
2, 2, and 1.
And then watch. I'll do somebody else's podcast. You'll be like, oh, yeah, you do their podcast. You won't do ours.
Is that how I'll do it?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, is there anything else you want to say about somebody's disability? Anything?
Are you talking about
how you
I hate people in wheelchairs?
Yeah.
No, she tweeted that as a joke.
I know. She's one of our biggest fans out of the 5. All right, folks, let's get this over with. We can get out of here. I got to work out, take a shower. We got to go do our radio show in New York tonight. We have 2 guests. I don't even know who they are. So here's the deal. Real quick, if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Not this weekend. Next weekend, I'll be at Governor's in Levittown. Also, this week at the Montreal Comedy Festival, Friday. Wait, hold on. You can't leave yet.
Yes, I can.
This Friday, we'll be live doing our My Wife Hates Me radio show at the Hyatt. Come out. We have some great guests line up. Bennington's doing a couple unmasks up there. We're going to go watch those, I guess. Then also all the roast battles. Oh, I can't wait to see what's his name. He's roast battling. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? He's funny. We like him. Tall, skinny guy. He's roast battling the guy that said he was in 9/11.
Oh, Sam Morrill.
Sam Morrill. Who's he roast battling? What's the guy's name?
I don't remember the guy's name. Ranzini.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve Ranzini or whatever, the guy who lied about being in the Twin Towers.
He's going to crash and burn on this one.
This is the most basic thing about it. He lied about being in the Twin Towers, but said his wife was, he was in one of the towers, and that his wife, he looked over and could see his wife in the other one.
He didn't say that.
Yes.
You can't see over in, no.
Maybe he didn't see her, but he knew that she was over there. She was in the other tower in their story. So he then had to go home and be like, look,
I put you in the tower.
I put you in the towers.
No.
Yeah.
I met him once. He seemed like a nice guy when I met him. I guess he had to carry that with him. Oh, God, can you imagine carrying that fucking lie with you for so long?
Oh, my God, it'd be almost as bad as being in the Twin Towers.
So this weekend live, 12 o'clock Friday at the Hyatt. Come see our Sirius radio show. Next weekend, go to Levittown, see me at Governor's. Also, if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. July 29th, pre-order 141 IQ. We have to go. We are out. Like sauerkraut.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.